I have a theater project called On the Road, A Search for American Character, and I've made 18 plays in which I deal with usually really social justice events. And I interview people, and then I play many, many parts in a one-person show. So my goal has been to put myself in other people's words, the way you would put yourself in other people's shoes, and really to try to absorb America word for word.
Your project is called Pipeline, but on Sunday in front of an Aspen Ideas Festival audience, you explained that calling it anything else may not entirely be accurate. Let's listen to an excerpt from that session, then I'll ask you to elaborate.
But I think it's unfair to call this the school-to-prison pipeline or the school-to-prison pipeline because it seems to blame schools and teachers for something that's much, much bigger.
What is it? What's bigger?
Poverty. I think that not just because of poverty, not just because of racism, not just because of inequality, not just because our public schools are in a mess and we are in the midst of trying to turn around the kind of mass incarceration that we have. I'm not some liberal making this up. United States Justice Department released statistics that show that Black, Brown, Native American, poor kids are punished more harshly. They're suspended and expelled more often than middle-class kids are. And that at a certain age, these suspensions and expulsions pretty much predict they're certainly going to be in the juvenile justice system or have some kind of relationship to it. And very likely they'll be caught in these cycles of mass incarceration that many people in our country are concerned about. I have always wanted to use my art to be sort of an intrinsic part of some kind of a public conversation. Outside of Aspen, when I have a run, you know, several performances, I stop the show in the middle and I send the audience off in groups of 20 for facilitated conversations. And we ask them to make commitments about what will they actually do. Because this is something that's going to take a real change in the public attitude.
How do you choose which interviews you will take and put out there?
Some of it is I have to, in this, I'm not really telling a story. I'm trying to illuminate an issue. It's complex. There are many facets of it, right? So, for example, you know, if I talk to a psychiatrist who talks to me about trauma, as Victor Carrion does, then when I go inside to a OH Close, a juvenile prison, and I ask his kids, you know, Stephen Campos, what about trauma? And he tells me it's, you know, what that we can't say on it, the air.
Right.
And, hey, the two of them are going to be in the show. But it's also that I'm looking for people who have something to say that they would scream from a mountaintop, and I just happen to be walking by.
Like one of the people you interviewed and then personified on Sunday. Let's listen to a clip of that performance.
I mean, in retrospect, I did all I could. I did all I could. I worked myself to the bone, but I felt hopeless in the situation.
What was that?
That was Stephanie Williams, who's a very wonderful emotional support teacher who I met in Philadelphia, who really, and I met a lot of people like Stephanie, who they're trying to save lives, and they're giving it their all with very few resources. And, you know, I think people like Stephanie, who are working, as she says, she never knew how bad a situation could be until she worked with the population of kids who needed emotional support. I mean, I feel they should be taken on vacation. They should be brought to Aspen.